Here's a thought I'll title Compositional Geometry. And it comes because I was remembering reading a book back in my youth called Flatland by Edwin Abbott Abbott. I don't know how many of you have read that, but I bet a bunch of you have. It's an imaginary, satirical novella about a two-dimensional world. And all the creatures that inhabit the two-dimensional world are defined by being either a point or a line. And for some reason, that had me considering the compositional geometry that we use in photography. Let's take it back to its most fundamental level. Consider the numbers 1, 2, and 3. In geometry, 1 is a point. It has no width, no depth, no height, just a point on a two-dimensional plane. The number 2 is a line. And if you look at the line from a perpendicular angle, you see it spread from left to right. But if you look at it from the very end, perfectly parallel with the line, all you see is a point. And if we consider the geometry of 3, that would become a triangle. So that's sort of the foundation of this, I don't know, perhaps silly idea, but I do find it useful. 1, 2, or 3, a point, a line, or a triangle. In photographic composition, 1 is a thing. It's the subject. It's usually plopped in the middle of the frame, bullseye composition. If you have 2 things in the photographic composition, that defines a relationship between the 2 things, which obviously cannot occupy the center of the photograph, not simultaneously. So you've got to have some distance between them. Maybe they're touching just a little bit, maybe they're all the way across the frame and don't touch each other at all. But intellectually, mentally, visually, we connect them because there's a relationship between the 2 dominant things in the photograph. But it's somewhat static. Your eye can go from one to the other, back to the beginning, over and over again. That's the line. And then think about 3, the triangle. If you have 3 things in a photographic composition, now all of a sudden your eye is going to go from 1 to 2, over to 3, back to 1. You've described, well, probably not a triangle, because that's not the way the eyeball works, but something closer to a circle. Something that has movement, perhaps an oval, and it can be reversed in one direction or the other, clockwise or counterclockwise. So let's just consider those 3 simplistic types of composition. The 1 item that's a thing, the 2 items that are a relationship, or the 3 things that define movement, circular, oblong, etc. Which of those do you think makes a more interesting and dynamic viewing experience? Do you think that the most dynamic viewing experience is staring at a dot? Or bouncing back and forth along the line? Or is it traveling in that circular movement that takes us on a little bit of a journey as we look at the image? I wouldn't go so far as to say that you should only make compositions that have 3 elements, because that would eliminate a lot of wonderful photographs. And certainly we could all pull up a number of images from our mental gallery or possibly from our own Lightroom catalog. We can think of images we really love that are one-point photographs and 2-point relationships or 3-point movements. All of these are valid ways, but they may not all be valid with the same subject. This is one of the things that I look for when I'm out in the world photographing. Here's a scene that I've stumbled on, and I like the area, and I like the substances, and I like the fresh air, and I like the sun on my face, and I like the light and its angle. There's all kinds of reasons why something might say, take a picture here. Okay, fine. Now what do you do? One of the habits that I think is worth developing is looking at this scene for the possibilities of 1-point compositions, 2-point relationships, and 3-point movements. It's often the case that I find all 3 examples within the same scene, just looking at it differently. And I find it quite useful to simplify my initial thoughts this way. I may not end up making the photograph with these ideas in mind, but if I look at the scene and say, where's the 1 point, where's the 2 point relationship, and where's the 3 point dynamic movement, it changes the way I photograph because I see possibilities that I wouldn't normally see if I just walked up, pulled out my camera, and did the first shot that came to mind. Notice that this way of thinking doesn't say anything about where those elements go. That 1 point might be dead center, might also be in the upper left-hand corner, might be distant, might be close. Same thing with 2 points. They might be foreground and background, left and right, diagonal, up, down. That kind of geometry is a different discussion entirely. And all I'm suggesting in this little exercise is to identify the 1 point possibilities of subject, the 2 point relationship possibilities, and the 3 point movement possibilities. It's a fun way of thinking when you're out in the world. And definitely, I've found, opens me up to different ways of seeing a scene than the composition that immediately comes to mind when I first find a place I want to photograph.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.